We're holding Parshat Ki Tavo. And Parshat Ki Tavo has many, many special components. Two of those are that it is bringing us nearer to the culmination of the Shiva Dinechemta, the seven prophecies of comfort that we have from following Tisha B'Av, from Shabbat Nachamu, the prophecy of comfort that Yeshaya said, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, be comforted, my nation. And every week now we've been reading another prophecy of comfort that things will be better. And this Shabbat is Shabbat that we read, Kumi Ori, arise Jerusalem, give off your light. Another point of Parshat Ki Tavo is that our sages, when they arranged how we read the Torah, sometimes we read Parshiyot together, sometimes we read them separate. So they arranged it so that Parshat Ki Tavo always falls on the second to last Shabbos of the year. Ki Tavo is always read when there's one Shabbos break before Rosh Hashanah. So when we hit Ki Tavo, if you haven't noticed the shofar blowing in the morning, and if you aren't Sfaradi and you haven't been awakening early to say Slichot, Ki Tavo is another warning sign. Ki Tavo means there's going to be one more Torah reading after Ki Tavo before we hit Rosh Hashanah. Nitzavim is always the Shabbos directly before Rosh Hashanah. We have Ki Tavo, one more Shabbat, and then we hit the new year. So our sages did it that way so that we would read the curses of Ki Tavo before the end of the year. And as Chazal said, Tichle Shana, Tichle with a Chaf, means to end, to cease. May the year end and cease v'kililotea, together with its curses. Whatever curses we had this year, may they end with the year's ending. Tachel Shana with a Chet, may the year begin uvilchotea, with its blessings. So we want to finish the year with finishing off the curses. Whatever curses had to be this year finished are finished. And we have a week's break. We don't end with a curse. 1 week before the end, we read the curses that Moshe told us in our parsha in Ki Tavo. And on this Shabbat. And may the next year begin with a blessing. During the break, we were learning from the Medrash Psikta. The Medrash about that was compiled by Rav Kahana, called Medrash of Eretz Yisrael. And the Medrash revolves around the different special Shabbatot of the year. And I thought maybe we would read a little bit about our Haftarah before we begin the Parsha. Our Haftarah is, Kumi Ori, arise, give off light, Kiva Orech, for your light has come, Uchvod Hashem Aleich Zarach, and God's honor has shone upon you. Ki Hineh Achoshech Yichas Eretz Va'arafel Leumim, even though darkness and a mist, a cloud, a fog will cover the nations, V'alayich Yizrach Hashem, but God will shine upon you, Uchvodo Aleich Yireh, and His honor will be seen upon you. Now, this is easy to connect with our parsha. Before we begin, let's remind ourselves, why do we read Haftarah? There was a generation when it was decreed that the Jews may not read from the Torah. And the rabbis said, Jews are coming to shul on Shabbat, and they're not allowed to read from the Torah. So the rabbis instituted that we read Haftarah from the Navi. Haftarah can mean to depart. With Haftarah, we depart from the reading. It's the last part of our reading. And the rabbis instituted that we read the Haftarah. When exactly was this decree? So there are many opinions. It is unclear when this decree was made. One opinion says it was during the period of the first temple, meaning it was made by a Jewish king. A Jewish king decreed we may not read from the Torah, so the rabbis instituted we read Haftarah. One opinion says it was during the second temple, and another opinion says it was later. It is completely unclear when it was instituted to read the Haftarot, and the Haftarot, the Shiva Denechemta that we read, these seven Haftarot of consolation, are not mentioned in the Talmud. They seem to be a late-day institution. Late-day meaning shortly after the Talmud, sometime in the Common Era. So the Psikta says like this. Zeh she'ne'emar beruach hakodesh al yedei David melech Yisrael, that which King David said in Psalms with God's heavenly spirit upon him, King David turned to God and he said, with you is the source of life. When you give light, we'll see light. Only if you give light do we see light. Now, remember, what was the Haftar focused on? It begins with light. Come, arise, Jerusalem. You give light, for God is giving His light upon you. Corresponding to whom did David say this verse? He said it corresponding to the Jewish people. Amru lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people said to God, Ribono shel Olam, bishvil haTorah shenatata li, shenikret mekor chayim, for the Torah that you have given me that's called the source of life, ani atida litanek bo ochal atid lavo, I will merit to enjoy your light in the future. Do you remember what else the Jewish people said to God about your Torah? Ki alecha horagnu chol hayom. When the Jews were suffering, they said, God, you know why they hate us? You know why the Gentiles are harming us? You know why we're in such oppression? Because we keep your Torah. It's your Torah that's making us oppressed. And in the time of the redemption, they say, it's your Torah that's our source of light. Mao be'ochani re'o, what do the Jews mean with your light we'll see light? Eze or sheknest Yisrael mitzapah, what light are the Jewish people looking forward to? Ze oroshen Mashiach, that's the light of the Messiah, shneimar, ve'al lokim to'or kitov. When God created light initially, God saw that the light was too good and He hid parts of the light, so that the light we have today from the sun is a lesser light. Melamed shetzafa kadosh baruch hu b'mashiach uv'ma'asav kodem shenivra ha'olam. God foresaw the Messiah and His actions before He created the world. Ganzolim shicho, God hid this light for His Mashiach, ledoro, for that generation, tachat kisei kavod shelo, under His heavenly throne, whatever that means. Amar ha-Satan lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Satan came before God and said, Ribono shel Olam, or sheganez tacht kisei HaKavod shelcha lemi. God, what you hiding that light for? The Satan walks in and says, I noticed you got something hidden there. You're hiding the light. What you hiding it for? Amar lo, so God answers, Lemishu atid lachzircha velachlimcha beboshet panim. For the one that's going to bring you back and put you to shame. Amar lo, so the Satan said, Ribono shel Olam, areuli. Show me. Let me have a peek, the Satan said. I want to see who he is. Amalo, so God said, Bo reoto. Come, take a look. So the Satan comes along and he takes a look at Mashiach. Vekevan shiraoto, and when he saw him, nizdaza. He was shocked. Venafal al panav, and he fell on his face. Ve'amar, bevadai zeu mashiach shuatid leapil li ulechol tzarei umot olam begeinam. The Satan said, undoubtedly that is the Messiah that will ultimately make me fall and all the different emperors of the world to Gehenim. Shneimar, as the verse states, Uvila amavet lanetzach, that he's going to wipe out death for eternity. Umacha Hashem lokim dimam al kol panim, and God will wipe off a tear from all people's faces. Bota shayit rakshu amrot. So the nations got upset. Amru lefnav ribono sholam, mi uze shanachnu noflim biyado. They said, God, who's gonna overcome us ultimately? Mashmo, what's his name? Mativo, what's his nature? Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashiach. It's gonna be the Messiah. Ushmo Ephraim Mashiach Tzidki. His name is Ephraim. You guys remember how many names we've encountered so far for Mashiach? We encountered Menachem. We encountered Yinon. And now this Medrash is saying Ephraim. He will uplift himself and his generation, and he'll give light to the eyes of Israel and rescue his nation. And no nation will be able to overcome him. Shneimar, lo yasi iyov bo, uven avla lo yanenu. V'chol oivav v'tzarav mitbarchim. No nation will be able to overcome him. His nations will run away. Shneimar, as the verse states. Okay, the verse here is unclear by me. Ve'af narot poskim bayam, shneimar santi bayam yadav narot yimo, yemino, he'll be able to split the rivers. Tchila kadosh baruch hu matneimo v'omer. So God started making conditions with him. Halalu shegnuzin hem etzecha vontem atidim, lachnischa be'ol barzel, v'osim tcha ke'egel. God turned to Mashiach and said, you know, the people that are hid with you, meaning the Jewish people, ultimately, look what's going to happen. You're going to be put into bondage because of them. And they're going to make you like an eagle that becomes old and his eyes can't see. Umshankin et ruchacha be'ol, and they'll wipe out your strength. Ubavonotem shel elu, and in their sins atid leshuncha lidabek pechikcha. Your tongue is going to dry and thirst. Retzoncha bekach, you want it? Amar Mashiach lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Mashiach said, Shem oto tzar shanim rabotem, it's going to be many years that I'll suffer. We think it's a Christian concept that one person suffers for someone else's sins. It's a verse in Isaiah. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, in the parsha about Mashiach, Hen Yaskil Avdi, over there it says that when the time of Mashiach comes, they'll look upon him and they'll say, he suffered because of us. So there are different understandings, whether it's talking about the Jewish people, that the nations of the world will say, we thought we could afflict them, and really God only allowed them to be afflicted because they were suffering for our sins. That's one understanding in the verses there. And another understanding is that the Mashiach suffers for Am Yisrael's sins, which is what this Medrash is going with. God told him it'll last a week. If you're sad about it, then I'll clear them off now. I'll gladly take that punishment so that even the sinners, we won't lose one from the Jewish people. God said, if you don't want to accept their affliction, I'll wipe out the sinners. You'll come to a clean slate. You'll come to only the righteous among the Jews. And Mashiach said, no, I'll accept all the affliction, but don't lose even one. How do we begin our Yom Kippur davening? Who remembers? We begin Yom Kippur. Al dat hamakom v'al dat hakahal. We're asking God's permission. We're asking permission of the congregation. B'yeshiva shel ma'ala. We ask permission from the heavenly court. B'yeshiva shel ma'ata. We ask permission from the earthly court. Anu matirin. We are hereby permitting lehitpalel im havayanim. We're permitting to daven with those sinners that have been banished from the Jewish people throughout the year. Once a year when comes Yom Kippur, we begin our prayer before we start Kol Nidre. Before we say one word before God, what do we say? We are hereby permitting every person who's excommunicated or for whatever sins he's done, he's been distanced. We say now before we begin the prayers of Yom Kippur, before the holy day sets in, before sunset, we begin by saying, everyone's welcome. Everyone, doesn't matter how sinful he was. Now, we say, before we begin Yom Kippur, we all have to be united. We begin our Yom Kippur not with Kol Nidre, but with this verse that we say three times. The Chazan stands in the front. He has the heads of the Kehillah standing to his right and to his left, as though a court, three people. And he stands there and we repeat quietly with him. We ask permission from the heavenly court and the earthly court that every person be permitted to join in prayer on this Yom Kippur. Because we all have to be unified in order for something to work with our prayers. So Mashiach also says, I'll accept every affliction, but don't let a single Jew be lost. Not only the live ones, I want also to rescue the dead ones. Not only the dead, not only the dead, but even all the dead since the time of Adam. Not only these, even the children that were miscarried. There was a woman I know who miscarried, I think close to 30 children. So, I think somewhere between 20 and 30, I don't know how many children she miscarried. She never yet merited to have a child, a live child. And we were once sitting Shabbos afternoon, and she asked me, what happens? Do these fetuses have a neshama? And what happens to this neshama afterwards? Tells us this medrash that when Mashiach comes, he says, God, I'll accept every suffering, but I want everyone back. And not only the dead, but even the miscarriage. Even the miscarriages. And if we're mentioning that, so Bezrat Hashem, you should all be married, and Bezrat Hashem, you should all have healthy pregnancies. But there is a statistic that about 25% of pregnancies, 1 in 4, end in a miscarriage. And that statistic is true today as well. So you should know that you should try to get to a religious hospital, because unfortunately, today, the hospitals that don't have a Rav on top of them, and that's almost every hospital other than Shaarei Tzedek in the Jerusalem area, when a woman miscarries, the baby goes to the garbage and is eaten by the cats. So that's against halacha. Halachically, that fetus needs to be buried. But many hospitals aren't careful about it. So they tell you, yeah, we'll take care of it. But we'll take care of it doesn't mean he's getting the halachic burial that he's entitled to. If we've already mentioned it, so I wish you all that all of your wives should have only healthy children. And nonetheless, you should be aware of this. Back to the Medrash. So the Medrash says that Mashiach says, all these people, Yivashu b'yamai, should be saved in my days. Velo elu bilvan, not only these Yivashu b'yamai, ela kol mi shalta ta'altcha libarot velo nivrao. Even those that you thought to create and haven't created, let them also be saved. Bekach ani rotze, that's what I want. Bekach ani mekabel alai. God, you gave me a condition, that's my condition. I'll accept everything, but this is what I want that should be in my time. At that hour, God enumerates the four wild animals that will carry the throne of Mashiach. So the enemies come forward and say, let's try and cause the generation of the Mashiach to sin, will try and speak badly before the Creator, shlo yivraru leolam, that they should never be created. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says to them, Ech atem astinin ladoru shu chamud v'ne, how could you speak badly about that generation that's a coveted and pleasant generation? V'ani semech bo, I'm happy with it, v'ani chafetz bo, and I desire it, v'ani etmoch bo, and I'll support it, v'ani rotze bo, and I want it, sh'nemar, hen avdi etmoch bo, v'hech tem astinin ma'alav, arein ma'bet kulchem, קודחי אש מאורי זיקות מנשמה אחת אינני מאבד לכך נאמר כי עמך מקור חיים באורך נראה אור. That's why the Medrash says, God says, I'll protect them, and that's why we say that God, you are the source of light, because God has to, so to speak, protect the generation before the generation is even created, that they want to wipe it out, and God says, I'll protect it, and I'll ensure that this generation comes to be. So that's the first Medrash on our Haftarah, that God tells the city of Jerusalem and the Jewish people, come give light, for the time of your light has come. And that's speaking about the generation of Mashiach, that God says, I've been waiting for this light, and I've made my conditions with Mashiach, he made his conditions with me, and now I'm waiting for that to come. And that's the Haftarah, Bezrat Hashem, that we'll read this Shabbos. And now let's begin our parsha.